Caleb chapter 15, Mishnah 4. Kol ha-tloim, any hanging loops of utensils. So certain utensils had a loop on it, and they generally used to use the loop to hang the utensil up on a hook when it wasn't in use. So those hanging loops, are they susceptible to impurity or not? And the first opinion is tmein, they are susceptible to impurity. They go after the utensil, they're considered part of the utensil. Except, according to Rabbi Meir, a sieve or a sifter, which just had bigger holes. You know, the one had bigger holes than the other. And the loops of these two utensils, they didn't go off the utensil because they were often apparently detached. And so they weren't considered a permanent part of the utensil. And therefore not susceptible to impurity, according to Rabbi Meir. The Chachamim Omrim, the rabbis disagreed. They said, not kulan tohorin. All loops of utensils are pure, not impure, they're all pure. Chutz, and then they're going to list here a few exceptions. And the exceptions are chutz, mitluya, nafeshel, slasin. The first is a sifter of a miller. So the miller's sifter was a much bigger utensil, and what was in it was very heavy. So the loops, they're often used to help like hold and move around the utensil. So the loop wasn't just to hang it up. It actually assisted in the functional use of the utensil. And therefore, according to the rabbis, only that kind of loop is susceptible to impurity. Only if it also has some other use apart from just hanging it up. Now the example, Tlur Kivras Granos, the threshing, a sieve of a threshing floor, which apparently also was a much bigger utensil, and so it was, they used the loops to move it around as well. Tlur Magal Yad, the sickle, they had a hanging loop on its handle, but they often used to put their hand through the loop to help, like, you know, use the sickle to manage it. And therefore it was also functional, not just for hanging up. Utlea Magal Abalashin, and the last example is a tax collector's rod, which had a loop on it. So they had a rod, and they would used to go checking that people weren't smuggling goods. So if there was like a pile of straw there, they would take their rod and push it into the straw to see, yeah, nothing's changed, to see what was hidden at the bottom of the straw. But the loop, they also used to put their hand through the loop, and it used to assist them like working this the tax investigator's rod. And then the Mishnah gives the reasoning, because the loops on these utensils assist at the time of work. They're not just for hanging it up, according to the sages. So this is the rule, that which is designed to assist at the time of work is impure. That which is designed just to hang up the utensil, tahor, is pure, according to the sages. And brings over on the Kati that the halacha follows the sages.